Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Ed Cernick, who is candidate for State Senate when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who live within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
This is going to be a fun half hour because with me is Ed Cernick, the candidate for state senate from the Democratic Party. Ed may not be known to you too well because he's from the county kind of a little bit north of us, but Bedford County is part of the state senate district. So we're going to learn a little bit about Ed, and he looks like a very distinguished gentleman. He's got some very nicely coiffed white hair and a blue blazer and a great big button that says Vote Cernick.
Even though I live a county over from here, I've done business with many customers in Bedford County over my many years in business in Johnstown.
Ed, you've been in business a long time as well as your family. Tell us a little bit about that. What kind of business is it in that you've been
doing? Well, I've been in business all my life with my father and my brother, and we were in the motorcycle business and still are, a matter of fact, in the motorcycle ATV business. We have a towing operation where we tow and recover cars, trucks, right. Accidents, and we have some rental properties that we manage.
Well, good for you. That's the American dream.
Yep.
You said your grandparents were immigrants. Is that correct?
My grandparents come over from Croatia and settled in this area. They raised two sons, my father and my uncle. My uncle's passed, but my father's still with me. My father got in, and my uncle both were in politics and, mm-hmm. and government. Huh. And so I was, there's me and two other brothers. I was the only one who took up governmental service and politics. Felt it was a way that we could better serve the masses of people and help people out who really needed help.
I'm curious about this sort of thing. As I mentioned to you, I'm new to this area, so I'm learning all of the roads and the towns. Now, Cambria County is just north of us, and obviously that's a whole other area away from Bedford. In terms of the district, the Senate district, are there more people in the district in Cambria than there are in Bedford?
Yes, there's three counties in the 35th senatorial district. Cambria County is the largest in the population. Clearfield would be the second largest, and Bedford would be the third. They're different geographically also. Cambria, although it has some rural and some farming area, has Johnstown and a population based in Johnstown and Richland. Clearfield has population spread out. They were big on coal industry and Marcellus gas and things like that. The coal, of course, is down. Marcellus is down. But Marcellus will probably come back here in a few years. Bedford is a more rural, laid-back community, farming community, small businesses, manufacturing businesses here and there. And, you know, with the turnpike running through here and 99, it lends to warehousing and things of that sort.
Well, they certainly are proud of that with our large REI facility here and the large Walmart facility. Mm-hmm. That's certainly helped the economy a lot. I was hoping that you might be able to give us a little civics lesson today on what the Senate is and does. I think we all know about our state reps because there's lots of them and we see them a lot. but state senate not so much. So what? Tell me a little bit about what a state senator does for its citizens.
Well, first thing, a state representative's term is 2 years. A state senator's term is 4 years, more like the length of the governor's term. The House of Representatives, of course, puts up bills the same as the Senate does. The Senate always has the check before it goes to the governor's desk, you might say. But senators also do a lot of other things in the governmental section. And they used to sign off on and sponsor notaries and that. I don't think that happens so much anymore. But there's 50 senators in the state. So although they have a larger area, they have a little more influence to help areas economically. They have a little more influence to fashion bills and to to tailor things. Right now, the Senate has a Republican majority, and the 35th district that we're in had a long time senator serving. Senator Wozniak's been there for many, many years. So this is a pivotal election. The Republican Party, of course, would like to have this particular seat, and the Democratic Party, we're fighting hard to keep it, and because it's the policies and the programs that are promoted, and that's where I come from. I fit into this district very well, and I'll tell you why I do. I am a conservative Democrat. I believe that government should not spend any more money it takes in. I believe that government ought to pass a budget on time. I'm for solutions, not shutdowns. You know, I can promote the programs and the policies and the positions that I have, but at the end of the day, if it's we're going to walk away at the table with nothing, or we're going to all sit here and compromise, I'm a compromise guy. I can make that happen.
It was one of my questions I had down for you here. Are you willing to make deals and agreements with everybody? Because I think that's probably the biggest weakness we have in both our federal and state governments right now. Everybody is so solidified in salt every day that nobody wants to make.
We're so divided, and that's the problem, Lloyd. When division gets that wide, nothing happens. So let me just tell you a little bit about my government service. Public service. Mm-hmm. I started out back in the 70s when I was fire chief in West Taylor Township over there in 1977. And we all know what happened in 77 in Johnstown. We had the large flood. Our area was the largest damage and the largest loss of life in the area. I got out of there in 1980. I became a township supervisor in West Taylor Township. So like Bedford County has a lot of townships and boroughs, I know the struggles that they go through each and every day. I was there for 18 years, and when I come in there, the township was about bankrupt. At the end of the 18 years, we'd put new sewer lines, water lines, recreational facilities, updated the equipment, worked with the volunteer fire department so they were able to get new fire apparatus. We put our township offices in the fire hall to consolidate and to help them out financially. When I left there 18 years later, I left them with enough money in the general fund budget to run them a whole year. They still have not raised taxes to today. I went on the school board, and I say kind of jokingly, like my I had two.
You're a busy boy.
Yeah, I had two daughters my wife and I are raising, and my wife Rosie and I have been married for 38 years, and
God
we're
bless
very
you.
Proud
That's
of
great.
That. And, my daughters were going to school in Johnstown, and the high school had some pretty bad conditions. When it rained, the water run through the roof. It run through the asbestos. Mm-hmm. They had buckets catching. I said, well, this isn't going to work. So I embarked on a mission to build a new high school. Now, that in itself usually ends someone's governmental or public career. But we built a new high school. Mm-hmm. And I said I was going to build it on time, on budget, and not raise taxes. And I served there for 6 years. And the last year that when I left there, we opened the new high school, a $40 million facility with a sports complex and a renovated, beautiful historic auditorium and modern classrooms for our
Where's
kids.
The school?
Right in Johnstown.
In the city of Johnstown?
Yep.
Really?
And we built that and done that. In 2004, then I became the county controller. And I still serve as county controller today. And all those years, I've fought for working families. I've fought against raising taxes. I've fought against improving government services, and the people have seen fit to reelect me many times there, and I'm proud of the work that we've done.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks, and our guest today is Senate candidate Ed Cernik from the 35th District, and Ed is giving us a little overview of his both his business and political career. I want to get back to the comment you made about being a pro-life Democrat. We haven't had too many of those around lately, and I'm not sure how far this extends. For example, are you pro-life?
Yes, I am pro-life. Yeah. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. I believe very strongly in those two items. The pro-gun stance that I take, though, I do believe in having a background check. I don't believe that anyone who passes the background checks that we put in place should be allowed to buy and bear arms. Right. I believe that.
I think most people probably don't have any objection to that level of it. Right. I think what they're afraid of is this government infringement, this slow-moving glacier way to try to get into their gun cabinets and safes so they can't use them at all. So I think that's kind of the fear people have about this.
And let's talk about government infringement, government regulations in general. You know, government has over-regulated us to the point that we can't move. Look at the poor farmers, what the farmers are going through with regulations on how they deal with their lands and how they deal with their farming industry. They're so over-regulated, it's a wonder anyone wants to be a farmer. You could go to industry, the regulations they have to go through. I was toured a powdered metals plant about a week and a half ago, and they were telling me about the regulations and the red tape and the bureaucracy they have to go through. You know, we need to empower businesses. We need to empower farmers to really make their own way and listen to them. If government can help, let's help them. Let's not step in their way. I like the phrase that I always use, you know, solutions, not shutdowns. That's what we need, solutions. And you got to bring the people who are involved, sit down around a table like you and I are doing here, Lloyd, and come to a solution. And let's work that solution. That's what I believe in.
Ed Cernik is the candidate for the 35th District, and Senator Wozniak, we had the opportunity to talk with him on this program. And actually, he was the first elected official I ever met when I came to Bedford County. He was very out there, as you know. I was attending something at the Bedford Springs, and he came to the front door and offered to get my parking ticket for me. And I thought, now this is an elected official serving the public. I was impressed that he helped get my parking ticket for me. So maybe that's a success to a political success in Bedford County. I don't know. But we had a Chamber of Commerce function, and he announced that he wasn't going to run. And I think it was a long time, 20-some years he was doing this.
Well, and he was in the House of Representatives before that. The funny thing is, Senator Wozniak and I grew up a mile away from each other. We were in school together, and so I've known John all my life. And,
I think this whole matter of working in Harrisburg is going to be an interesting exercise in the next few years. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Ed about some of the specifics that he wants to do. And I want to hear what you want to have to do with the governor's mansion, because Democrat or Republican, that's a wreck. They've got to get that thing under control. They've got to have people believe these people are going to get together and make decisions and get things completed in government. Otherwise, why we have them there? So we'll hear all about that when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Long before electronic ignitions, in-dash entertainment, alloy wheels, and moonroofs, our family has provided your family with worry-free transportation and reliable service. One of the great things about living in Bedford County is that all of us still appreciate personal service and the value of a reputation. So many things we want today are measured only by appearance and price. At Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, we strive to do more for you so that we can succeed. In all the years we've been in business, we've never lost sight of the fact that purchasing a car is a big deal for any family, including my own. Your car or truck is your connection to the outside world, whether it be your job, church, or family. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru understands your needs, and that is why we invite you to visit us first. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Bill Wirtz of the Bedford County Vietnam Veterans. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned with Ed Cernick. And by the way, I'm about to mention something. We are here recording our program today at the Hebrews Coffee Shop. And I always like to give them a plug because they're very nice to let me use their back room here to record this program. If you want some coffee and you don't want to go very far, you just go to Richard and, Pitt Street. And you just come into to Hebrews. Everybody knows where Hebrews is, but it's a very, very nice place. I also want to remind you that the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce is proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And of course, our primary sponsor, Thomas Chevrolet Subaru in Bedford. Mark Thomas has been very generous with our program here. I want to thank Mark and his great team over there at Thomas Chevrolet. Let's see, I guess it's been 3-4 years maybe. We watch the television or we open the newspaper, or we listen to the radio, and it says, governor fighting with Senate, governor fighting with House, House fighting with governor, shut down, no budget, the heck with the budget, let's turn off the social services, let's stop paying people in the county. It's a wreck.
Well, you know, being the county controller, it really put a hurting on counties across the state, especially Cambria. Our financial situation wasn't the greatest going into the shutdown of the budget, but it really affected us. Affected our human services that we provide to organizations and folks that need that help. But let me tell you a little bit about the background that I have, and I have a background of working with Democrats and Republicans across the aisle, because my main purpose in life is to get the job done. I'm a doer. I don't like to see things lay stagnant. I was the leader in building the new Camtran facility in Johnstown. And when everybody said it couldn't be done, we got it done. We did it. And we have a beautiful facility now for the public transportation system. So that didn't just happen with Democrats or just didn't happen with Republicans. I worked with Republican commissioners. I worked with a Democratic congressman, a Republican senator, and Democratic state representative, and Senator Wozniak to get the funding to do that. Mm-hmm. That was a $20 million project. So at the end of the day, it's all about working together. Now, the gridlock that's been going on not only in Harrisburg but in Washington has to stop. If the Republican Party has a good idea, Ed Cernick's going to be there supporting it. The Democratic Party has a good idea, or the leadership has a good idea, I'm going to be there supporting it and advocating for it. I think that's what our job and our responsibilities are as elected officials. And let me just tell you another thing that's really close to my heart is the pension system. The public pension system in Pennsylvania is in dire straits. It's about $60 billion unfunded. And working families who rely on that when they retire, you know, they should not be put in a position of worrying about, is that pension system going to be there when we retire? And the thing that I've done as a secretary of the
pension... Have they raided the pension system? Is that why it's the way it is?
Well, they do an actuarial assumption of the pension system, and they determine how many people are employed, what the contributions are from each employee, what the contribution should be from the state, blah, blah, blah.
No, I mean, has the government raided the pension system?
It does have a rating. I'm not familiar with
that. No, I don't mean raided. I mean, have they raided it? Have they taken money out of the pension system?
No, they haven't raided it, but let me tell you what they've done, Lloyd. They back many, many years ago, when Governor Ridge was there, he raised the multiplier, which dictates how much pensions people get. Mm-hmm. And he raised the multiplier, and they lowered the amount of years you had to have so that a lot of his administrative staff could get a pension. Then, if that wasn't bad enough, they went on for a few years, and it was both Republicans and Democrats that didn't fund the pension program like it should have been. That's how we've gotten to this situation with the 2008 downturn and the the stock market basic collapse at that time. That hurt the pension system. So, but what I've done in Cambria County, and I've been the secretary of that fund since 2004 as a controller. In 2004, we had approximately 500 retirees, about $120 million in funds, and over the years, since 2004 to today, we've gone from 500 retirees to almost 1,100. And you'd say, well, Ed, that fund must be about broke. Well, the fact is, through good management and prudence of watching that, our fund is over $180 million. So we are one of the best funded public pension funds in the state of Pennsylvania.
I want to ask you a little bit about tax increases. I don't think I've ever met a politician in my life that says he doesn't want to raise taxes. I want to give you a little apocryphal story that I think is, at least it meant something to me. Several years ago, I took a depending cruise on the USS Eisenhower, which is a gigantic Nimitz-class aircraft carrier. I once served in the Navy, so it was fun to do this, and we went out for a day. This ship is about the size of downtown Bedford. And we got on the ship in Norfolk, and we sailed out to the Atlantic Ocean. And with us was their entire retinue, cruisers, destroyers, submarines, and everything. And I walked off the ship the following day, and it hit me. I said, you know, this makes you proud to be a taxpayer. And it got me thinking about people don't mind a tax increase if they think the money is going to be used for something that could benefit them. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Because if we stop saying we can't raise taxes and our schools are falling apart or the social services aren't funded properly, then we're kind of shooting ourselves in the head, are we not? So how do we get the public, especially the people here in Bedford County, to understand that a tax increase could benefit them in the long run on certain things? Now, you don't just raise taxes nilly-willy, but if there are certain things that have to have more money, just for inflation or any other reason, it would seem to me that if they're convinced it's a good reason to do it, they'll go along with it.
Well, number one, Lloyd, no one likes to have their taxes raised, me included. I pay a lot of properties, right. Property tax. No one likes to have that done. But every day, every month, every year, all we have to do is look at our own electric bills, our own utilities, the price of gas, the price of heating oil, anything. It goes up. So what government has to do is be frugal enough and be efficient enough to make good use of our funds. And then when we see that we have to have some kind of an increase or something, we have to determine, do we still need the level of services that we have? If the answer to that is yes, then we have to step up to the pump and bring the revenues in. It's either from taxes or some other kind of revenues. Otherwise, you have to reduce the services that you provide. It's not rocket science. But what happens so many times is elected officials, politicians, want to say, I've never raised taxes, I won't raise taxes, and I won't raise taxes. Well, you go 1 year and you run a deficit. You go 2 years and a deficit grows. You go 3 years, the deficit grows so large you're barely operating. You go 4 years, that deficit has gotten so out of control that you can't pay your bills in a timely manner, and it's affecting the operations of government. So there are times that taxes have to be raised.
I also feel that people, if they feel their tax rates are being reduced, but the increase in business activity causes additional taxes to be collected, that's the same thing. And I think generally the voter thinks that's okay. If you have a successful motorcycle dealership and you've had certain taxes reduced, you might hire a couple of more people to work in the shop or a couple of more salespeople or whatever. And your overall general revenue and billings will increase. And, of course, you'll pay more taxes because of the business.
Not only that, yeah. Lloyd, but as businesses would get a reduction in any kind of a corporate income tax or anything like that, they would be able to hire more people. As they would get tax incentives to expand or locate here, they would hire more people. Those folks would earn a paycheck. Those folks would pay taxes. Those folks would buy homes. They would renovate their homes. It's an economic generator. You know, the working middle class in America is the greatest economic generator in the world. But we have to give them the opportunity to make the, you know, this region, the 35th Senate region, has the greatest workforce anywhere. There's no question. Our folks don't mind working. They work in manufacturing and farming in all kind of business. They don't mind working. They'll work. It's our responsibility as elected officials to provide the environment so that industry and business locates here and grows here.
Let me turn a little bit about, speaking of working, this is an issue, maybe it's more of a federal issue than a state issue, but I think it would directly impact us if all of a sudden we had a large amount of immigrants coming into this part of Pennsylvania on the free ticket from the federal government. I think people are very resentful about this business of bringing 100,000 Syrians into the country. No one knows how many will end up here, but or any other immigrant that doesn't come through the normal process of having a citizenship process. How do you feel about that in general?
Well, and it is a federal program, but listen, my grandparents came over from Croatia many, many years ago. They came through Ellis Island. They settled in the Johnstown area.
So they did it right.
Okay, they did it the right way, and we worked. And we are the great melting pot of the world. There's no question the United States takes in people from all over. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let's do it the right way. Right. Let's not circumvent the laws. Let's not just look for the handouts and not want to go through the process. Because we are the greatest country in the world. There is no question about that. And there can be jobs here for people who want to do it the right way.
So you don't want to have all these people dumped into Pennsylvania because it does have a tendency to increase the dependency of an already way too dependent underclass here.
I mean, that is so regressive. That's regressive on society, and it's a shame that would happen. You know, our social services already are overburdened. I know in Cambria County, where I deal with the paying the bills and watching over those, our social services are exploding at the seams, and it gets tougher and tougher to continue to provide all those services with the dollars that we have.
We just have a few minutes left, and I want to ask you specifically, what kind of things would an Ed Cernik candidacy, ultimately being a senator, benefit here in Bedford County? We've talked a lot about Cambria County, but what could the Bedfordians see from you from Harrisburg?
Here's what they can see.
I made that up, by the way. I don't even know if there is such a word.
Bedfordians.
I like that.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go with
that. We'll make you the author of that. But here's what they can expect to see. They can expect to see Ed Cernik coming over here, just like I am with you, Lloyd, sitting down in a town hall meeting. Tell me what's on your mind. I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what problems and how we can help. And if I can't help, I'll find out where we can direct you to make you a better. And I've done that all my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe I'm a great person to bring people together. You know, whether it's with the volunteer fire departments or the county or the township or the school board, bring people together. Now, not everybody's going to agree with what my decision is. But you know what? As long as we're moving that ball forward, as long as we're making progress, I think it's the right thing to do. But I never said I knew everything about every community in the 35th District, and I don't. I do know a lot about my community in Cambria County, but I'm learning more about Bedford, and I'm learning more about Clearfield. I'm learning what their needs are and how they operate there. And but I think it's very important that we sit down around a table and tell us, with the chamber, with different groups and organizations, we sit down and we talk with them.
If you're elected, would you have an office here?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I will definitely have an office over here, and because I feel it's important that people have access to their elected officials. Also, what I feel is important, Lloyd, and I've done this in all my governmental career, is that I be open and transparent. You know, you won't see any unvouchered expenses from Ed Cernik. You won't see any junkets and things from Ed Cernik. I don't believe in that. A lot of times when I travel now on county business, I pay my own way. And that's not because I have ambitions of running for a job and I want to use that. It's just because I think it's the only right thing to do. If I go out of town on a trip, it doesn't matter if I'm eating in Johnstown or Evansburg or Harrisburg. I still have to eat. So that's where I stand.
You could ruin the whole expense account industry.
I could probably do that, yeah. Yeah, I could probably do
the
that.
The National Restaurant Association probably doesn't want to hear this at all. Ed Cernik, you've been terrific. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to us. Did I miss anything here?
I don't think. I think I'm proud to be running for this seat. I'll make the people of Bedford, as well as the rest of the 35th District, proud to be their senator in Harrisburg, and I'll work hard for them every day.
Well, thank you very much, and you've been a good sport, and I really appreciate your on the program today.
Thank you for everything, Lloyd.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.